God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power for today will come from the book of Romans, and we're going down to the 12th chapter, and we're actually going to start at the very first verse. Reading from the King James Version this today. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Second verse says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, I know that it has become a fad in today's times to say that God wants you exactly where you are, who you are. He don't want you to change. He don't want you. So let me clarify something, because that is not exactly accurate. You see it right here in the word where it says we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we might be found to be holy and acceptable in the perfect will of God. And the only way we can do that is to present our bodies to God. Okay? So what he don't want you to do, our bodies as a living sacrifice to God. Let me say it right. He don't want you to try to change you on your own. He wants you to accept him so that he can help you change from the inside to the outside. Okay? So it is correct to say that God wants you exactly right where you are, how you are, messed up like you are. Yes, he does. He wants you just like that. The partying, drinking, whoremongering. Yes, he wants you right where you are. But what he wants to do is he wants to change you from the inside out. He don't want you to stay right there. That's not the acceptable will of God. He wants you to present your body as a living sacrifice. And we know from the Old Testament, anything that was called a sacrifice endured some pain. Most sacrifices were burned. They were cut. They were split. The sacrifice endured some things in order for sins to be atoned. So what we're going to have to do is understand that God wants to transform us by the renewing of our mind. And where he's going to start is on the inside of us. He's not going to change your clothes first. He's not going to change your hair first. He's not going to change your makeup first. What he is going to do is he is going to begin to work in your mind when you allow him, when you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He will begin to work inside of your mind, and he will begin to take away the things that live inside of your mind, those attitudes and those cultures and those habits and those things that are not quite right and those things that are just all the way wrong. He is going to take care of those things. He's going to start on the inside. outside and begin to strip you down. He's going to start on the inside and begin to clean you up. He's going to start on the inside and begin to transform you into something that he can use. Okay, so now, for example, you might come home after work, and the first thing you might do is pour you a glass of red wine or a glass of white wine, or grab you a bottle of beer out of the refrigerator. But when God get a hold of you, those things will begin to change, and that red wine and that white wine will begin to disappear, and that beer will not be so attractive anymore, because your mind is being renewed by the mercy of God. He is doing something on the inside of you that's transforming you into something or someone, a vessel that he can use. And no matter what people say, you got to be clean so God can use you. You got to be clean so God can do what need to be done inside of you, on behalf of you, all around you. Because why would he have made such a mighty sacrifice for you and I if we didn't have to do nothing at all? We got to come up. We got to measure up. We got to line up. And we got to understand that God did great things on behalf of us, and all he want us to do is present our bodies as a living sacrifice so that he'll have a vessel that he can use. That's all he want from us, is that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, that he might get the glory, that he might get the honor, and that he might get the praise. That's not a lot in comparison to what he did. That's not a lot in comparison to what he endured. That's not a lot. He ain't asking us to be nailed up. He ain't asking us to be whooped. He ain't asking us to be spit on. He's asking us to let him clean us up from the inside to the outside.
Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer.
And on today, we magnify your most holy name. On today, we give you all the praise. On today, we glorify you, knowing that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, God, you are mighty in battle. On this morning, God, we magnify your name. On this morning, God, we give you all the praise. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On today, God, we got to say thank you that you are allowing food to be delivered into our homes. We got to say thank you on today that clean water is yet still flowing into our homes. We got to say thank you on today that the power grid is yet still running and we're getting electricity into our homes. We don't count these things for granted. We understand that it's your power, it's your authority, it's your might that's keeping these things where they need to be. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise on today, knowing on this morning that no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what he is trying, no matter what he is doing, you are the King of glory, and you're doing what only you can do. You are mighty in battle, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're looking down upon us, even in the midst of this presidential election. You are God, and you are God alone, and you're gonna do what need to be done to take care of us, to see about us, to keep us from harm and danger. That no matter what the enemy is thinking, no matter what he is putting together, no matter what his plan might look like, you are God, the great I Am, and you're gonna do what need to be done by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. You are mighty righteous God, and you're taking care of us. You are mighty righteous God, and you are seeing about us on this morning. We say thank you for taking up residence in the Electoral College. We say thank you for taking up residence in the Capitol building. Lord, we say thank you for walking up and down the Pentagon. We say thank you for taking a seat in the war room. We say thank you that your word word, it'll never fall to the ground. You're going to see about us. You're going to watch over us. You're going to take care of us. And on this morning, we say, thank you, mighty God. Your name alone, it is worthy of the praise. And we give you glory. Your name alone, it is worthy of the honor. And we give you praise, knowing that you're moving, knowing that you're working, knowing that you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you all today in the name of Jesus. We're giving you glory even before we see what you're doing. We're giving you glory even before we see how you're moving. We're giving you glory knowing that you're gonna do what need to be done. And we magnify your name on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That you got a plan that is mighty sweet. Your way of escape is mighty awesome. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I am. You are the King of Glory. And you're going to do what need to be done to see about us. And we give you praise on today in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way on today. Work it out and move like only you can move. Spirit of the living God, have your way on today and do what only you can do in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, look down upon Essie on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Essie need a touch from the throne of grace. Essie need the power and the authority of the blood to come and see about her in her circumstance. To come and see about her when the doctors say there ain't no more that he can do. I know a God that sit up high and look down low. You don't need an operating room. You don't need a medical facility. You are God all by yourself. And on this morning, mighty God, breathe on Essie and do what need to be done in this woman's body. Breathe on Essie and take care of that want to burden her down. Breathe on Essie and heal every broken thing. Breathe on Essie and uproot every demonic sending. Breathe on Essie and do what only you can by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. You God, move by your power and by your authority and by your anointing. You do what need to be done on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. There ain't no evil that's more mightier than you. There ain't no sickness more powerful than you. Everything gotta bow down to the name that is above all names. That is the name of Jesus on this morning. Move by your power. Move by your anointing. Move by your authority. And do what needs to be done in the name of Jesus, God. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Move by your anointing and by your spirit. Spirit of the living God, move. You are the great I am. You are mighty in battle. You are doing what only you can. And we glorify your name. You are doing what only you can. And we magnify your name. You are doing what only you can. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And we say thank you all today in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. It's worthy of the honor. It's worthy of the glory. It's worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Spirit of the living God, move like only you can. Spirit of the living God, work like only you can. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are mighty in battle. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, continue to do what Chris need done inside of his body. You created the liver. It belonged to you. That organ is your divine creation. You can wake it up. You can revive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Give Chris that which he stand in need of on this morning. Prayer can go where we can't go. Prayer can do what we can't do. Prayer can see about him when nobody else can. And we saying thank you on today for moving by your anointing and by your power and by your spirit on Chris's behalf on this morning. And we glorify your no most holy name on today, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are mighty in battle. And we bless you on today. You are the mighty I am. We magnify you on today. You are worthy of the praise. We give you honor today. You worthy of the glory and the honor and the praise. And we say thank you, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise on this morning, for you are God and you are God alone. You're looking down on today upon Tashima on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You're seeing about her heart. You're seeing about her mind. You're visiting her right where she is. You're communing with this woman. You are seeing about this woman. You taking care of her in the midst of every trial, in the midst of the tribulation. You got your arms wrapped around her. And you are taking care of her, that no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what the devil trying, you are the King of glory, and you're moving by your power. You are the King of glory, and you're moving by your anointing. You are the King of glory, and you're moving by your spirit on Tashima's behalf, that no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what he's trying, you are mighty in battle, and you're gonna do that, and which Tashima need done. You are mighty in battle, and you're going to work it out on Tashima's behalf in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you right now, God. We give you glory right now, God. We give you honor right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your most holy name on this morning, that you're looking down upon Miss Paula on today, and you're walking up and down her home on today in the mighty name of Jesus. And no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying, you are God, the King of glory, and you're gonna have the final say. So you are God, the King of glory. You're gonna step in and do what need to be done. You are God, the King of glory. You're gonna see about her. You're gonna make a way when it don't seem to be no way on behalf of her, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, take care of this woman in the midst of everything that she is doing. Take care of this woman and do what need to be done on her behalf. Take care of this woman. See about her in the name of Jesus. Work it out on behalf of her in the name of Jesus. Work it out concerning her in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Move by your anointing, God. Move by your spirit, God. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you're doing what need to be done. And we magnify your name in the name of Jesus. You're working like only you can work, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. God, your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. Mighty I am, that is who you are. And we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. Knowing that you are God, knowing that you are King, knowing that you are mighty in battle. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, look down upon Sarah, my mother, touching her physical body on this morning, that no weapon that tried to form against her is going to be able to prosper, that from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, every wicked plan of the enemy is being destroyed. Every evil imagination of the enemy is being destroyed. That every wicked sending of the enemy is being destroyed. That by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, everything is working. Everything is moving. Everything is doing what need to be done. You are God, the King of Glory, and you are moving by your anointing and by your power and by your spirit. You are God, and you're doing what need to be done on Sarah, my mother's behalf, that the enemy don't get no victory, that he don't get no honor, and he don't get no praise. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you are moving by your power and by your anointing in the name of Jesus. And even on this morning, Spirit of the living God, you're looking down in the Springs House, and mighty God on this morning, mighty God, you are moving by your power and by your anointing in the Springs House. You are making room where there didn't seem to be no room. You're making space where there didn't seem to be no space in circumstance, in situations. You're making room on this morning. The enemy don't get no victory. Mighty God, on today, you're visiting the Springs House and you're making room on this morning in the name of Jesus. Things that wasn't working, they about to work out. Things that wasn't moving, they about to move. Things that wasn't turning, they about to turn. You making room on this morning in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, we say thank you. You're making room on this morning. Mighty God, we give you glory on today in the mighty name of Jesus. You're doing what only you can do, and we give you honor and we give you praise on today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Do what only you can do. Move like only you can move. Work like only you can work. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving and working. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Look down upon the bar house on today. Bless mighty God in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't even know what this means, but you are illuminating the house in the mighty name of Jesus. Do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. Mighty God, where there is a light, you can locate. Where there is a light, you show up. Where there is a light, you move. When the wise men were looking for baby Jesus, they followed a star. It was a light in the mighty name of Jesus. And you say on the day that you're illuminating the house, that the bar house is about to be illuminated, and that is by your anointing and by your power and by your spirit. You're doing what only you can, and we glorify your most holy name. You're doing what only you can, and we magnify your most holy name. You are the King of Glory, and we say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I am, and we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On today, Spirit of the living God, look down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger. Touch them in their physical bodies on today, that no matter what the devil say, no matter what the devil try, that you're going to get the victory, that you're going to get the glory, that you're going to get the honor in the midst of this. is. You are mighty in battle, and we magnify your name. You are mighty in battle, and we glorify your name. You are mighty in battle, and we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are mighty righteous. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the honor, is worthy of the glory, is worthy of the praise. And we magnify you on this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory. And we bless you on this morning in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I Am, and we give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, God, for holding them up and seeing about their vision. We say thank you, God, for holding them up and doing what only you can do concerning them. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I Am, and we glorify your most holy name on today, for you are God on today, for you are King on today, for you are the great I Am. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, you are King. Spirit of the living God, you are Lord. Spirit of the living God, you are the mighty I Am. And we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, that is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, we give you glory and honor and praise for what you're doing in the lives of the ones that are yet still in need of a healing inside of their bodies, that you are yet still showing up and taking care of them. You are yet still cleaving the things away from them that want to burden them down. You are yet still fortifying them in their spirit, in their bodies. Mighty God, you are doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do on behalf of the ones that yet still need you to turn things around and work things out on behalf of them. We give you glory on behalf of them. We give you honor on behalf of them. We give you praise. You are God and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory. And we say thank you, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, you have your way. Spirit of the living God, you move like only you can. Spirit of the living God, you work like only you can. For you are God and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you're taking care of Mother Bibi and Miss Annie and Queenie Maya on this morning, Patricia and Carolina, Auntie Docky and Deaconess Boykin on today. You are looking down upon them and you are doing what need to be done, even in Uncle Leroy's body on the day. You are God, the King of Glory, and you are taking care of them. You are seeing about them. You are touching them like only the power and the authority of the blood can do. You are mighty, you are righteous, you are holy, and you are doing what need to be done to do, God, what only you can. And we magnify your name on this morning. We glorify your name on this morning. We honor you on this morning. You mighty God, you righteous God, and we say thank you on this morning in the name of Jesus. God, your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You're looking down upon our troops that are stationed here and far away. God, that you got them in the palm of your hand. You are covering them. You are shielding them. You are protecting them. That no harm and no danger will come upon them. That is unnecessary. That by the power and the authority of the blood, that you are taking care of them. That there will be no demonic release that will put them in a place where you don't ordain them to be. That by the authority and the power of the blood, you are God, and you're covering our troops that are here and the ones that are far away, that you're seeing about them, that there will be no demonic release to put them in places that will cause them loss of life. You are God, and you are taking care of them every step of the way. You are seeing about them, and we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the Living God, continue to look down upon Shamar on today. You are God. You are God alone. And you are seeing about this man in his heart. You're seeing about this man in his mind. You're seeing about this man in his spirit. That no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what the devil doing, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule, for you are God and you are God alone. And we bless you on today in the name of Jesus, understanding that you're moving on his behalf, understanding that you're multiplying every seed that has been sown in the mighty name of Jesus. You're breathing on everything that he has done in this season. It's showing up in the abundance. It's showing up with a mighty return. It's showing up with life-changing blessings. In the name of Jesus, you are God, and you're going to do that which need to be done on behalf of this man. And we glorify your most holy name. You are God, and we say thank you. You are God, and we magnify you. You are God, and we give you praise. You are God, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and we say thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're looking down on this morning upon Raymond, my father. You got him in the palm of your hands, that no weapon that try to form against him is going to be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against him, it is going to be condemned. That by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, you are doing what only you can. You are moving like only you can. You are working like only you can. From the crown of his head to the very sole of his feet, you are taking care of him. You are seeing about him. You're working things out concerning him. And mighty God, we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're working, that you're moving, that you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the Living God, move by your power and by your anointing, even on Sheila's behalf on today. You are God, and you are God alone, and you're fortifying Sheila inside of her body, that no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what the devil trying, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving by your power and by your anointing, knowing that you are God, knowing that you are King, knowing that you are well able to take care of Sheila, even at a time like this. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're looking down on this morning upon our children, one by one, and name by name, that no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what he's trying, you are the King of Glory. You are going to do what need to be done in the lives of our children, that the kidnapper can't get them. The gunman can't gun them down, that the sex trafficker can't snatch them up. You are God. You are God alone. And what you're doing is you're covering them that COVID can't enter in. Influenza cannot enter in. Pneumonia can't take them out. The measles nor the whooping cough. Any airborne pathogen that would come in that direction, it cannot enter in. That by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, you are God, and you are seeing about our children. You are God, you're taking care of our children. You are God, you're protecting our children. Generational sicknesses and manner of diseases, they can't remain in the bodies of our children. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, every generational sickness is being broken off of the bodies of our children. Every manner of disease is being destroyed out of the bodies of our children. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, you're taking care of Anona and Harmony and Victor and Jayla, Jocelyn, Joy, Carter, Nehemiah, Liza, Genesis, Karina, Josiah, Nariah, Marlon, Sarah, David, Ray, Desiree, Deontay, Keyshawn, Jaquan, Jason, on this morning, Michaela, and Nakaya, in the name of Jesus, Nevea, in heaven on this morning, in the mighty Bahoshandia Basia, in the mighty Bahoshandia, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are excelling them, in the net Bahoshandia Basia, in the name of Jesus, heaven in Nevea is getting a holy acceleration from the throne of grace. You are moving them up in the name of Jesus. Things that they should not understand, things that they should not comprehend, is about to be made clear to them in this season. On this morning, we say thank you, God, because only you can. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're looking down upon Nariah on this morning. You got her in the palm of your hands, and you're visiting her in her mind on today, that no matter what the devil trying to plant in Nariah's mind, is being uprooted by the power and the authority of the blood on this morning. Every demonic seed that the enemy has sent is being uprooted out of Nariah's mind in the name of Jesus. By the power and the anointing of the blood, you seeing about her, you're making a way out of no way concerning her in the name of Jesus. God, your name alone is worthy of the praise. And you're looking down upon Michaela and Nakaya on this morning. You're looking down upon Sarah and Clay on this morning. Andrea, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jackson and Joshua, mighty God, all of our children, from the youngest to the oldest, you're covering them. You're seeing about them, that the graveyard can't claim them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Evil law enforcement cannot compromise them in the mighty name of Jesus. That alcoholism and drug addiction will never be their portion in the name of Jesus. That you're making them leaders and never followers. That by the power and the anointing of the blood, you're cleaving away demonic associations. You're cleaving away wicked entities that want to hang around them to destroy the path that you got set for them. But on this morning, by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are doing what our children need done. You're keeping them safe as they ride and as they drive. You're keeping them covered when they go out and when they come back in. You are God, the King of Glory. You're seeing about them. You're making a way when it don't seem to be no way concerning them. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Your name alone, it is worthy. Your name alone, it is righteous. Your name alone, it is awesome. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that our children that are sitting at the testing room on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, you're going to be right there doing what only you can do on behalf of our children, clearing out every demonic distraction, clearing out every demonic haze that want to block their minds, that they can't process that which need to be processed. But by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, you, God, you're doing what only you can. You, God, you're moving like only you can. You, God, you're working like only you can. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the glory. Worthy of the praise. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy. And we bless you. Your name alone is worthy. And we magnify you. Your name alone is worthy. And we give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. For you are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, God. And we say thank you. Knowing that you're moving, knowing that you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, look down on this morning upon Shonda on today. God, give Shonda the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Let Shonda know that you are God, that you are King of Kings, and that you see all, you know all, and you have the power to take care of all. That no matter what the devil's saying, that no matter what the devil's trying, that you are God and you are God alone, and you're going to see about Shonda in the midst of that which she has going on. That no matter what the devil try, that you are God, the King of Glory, and you're going to move by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit, and you're going to do what that is that Shonda need done. That the enemy won't have the final say-so over Shonda. That you're going to move by the anointing and the power of the blood, and every tear that has been shed, it wasn't for nothing. You watched every tear. You saw when she wept. You saw her hurt. And you're going to do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do on Shonda's behalf. And on this morning, I say give her strength on today that she might stand up and know that you are God. That she might stand up and know that you are King. That she might stand up and know that you are mighty in battle. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, have your way. Move by your power. Have your way. Move by your spirit. Have your way. Move by your anointing. You are God. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the glory. Worthy of the honor. Worthy of the praise. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Guide us on today. Shield us on today. Protect us on today. That no weapon that try to form against us will be able to prosper. That every bit of demonic backlash that will try to locate us on today, it will not find us, for we are hidden under the shadow of the Almighty God, where the enemy cannot do us any harm. God, continue to look down upon the bereaved family on today. Mighty God, continue to do what the Green family need done at their time of loss, at their time of sorrow. Take care of them, Father. Shield them, Father, and protect them. That you get the glory, that you get the honor, even in a time like this, that they don't forget to give you praise. That you are God and you are God alone. Guide us on today. Shield us on today. Protect us on today. That no matter what the enemy try, that he will be able to do nothing at all. We honor you. We magnify you. And we give you praise. For you are the mighty I am. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
As we lead prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, he will bring you out.